Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. Today's episode, the only gambling advice you need. This is episode 60, hard to believe, 60. Season 2, Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going very well. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and happy 60th episode. 60.
60. Wow. I know. We'll have to figure out how to break into season 3, because that gets complicated. Maybe we'll take a hiatus.
Season 3, episode 90. So getting things...
It could be. That's true. But all of the episodes have been uploaded to the podcast platform.
Yay. So
I am caught up on that and will continue to stay caught up on that to the best of my ability.
Awesome. Well, we have news about our favorite place to spell and pronounce.
It's blue news.
It's blue news, yeah.
Or is it bleh? That's bleh. We have to get that guy back on. Bolton. Bleh.
And now it's time for the news and viz. Fountain Blue Las Vegas has opened the Oasis Pool Deck. Spanning 6 acres, Oasis boasts 7 distinct pool experiences, 4 bars, 2 restaurants, daylife destination Live Beach, and a 2,300 square foot gaming area. The Grand Pool is the focal point, featuring 3 bodies of water connected by Blue Isle, the Pavilion Bar, which offers a range of spirits, spritzes, and seltzers. Found between the Grand Pool and Live Beach is Gigi's, a Mediterranean-inspired area where guests can use exclusive cabanas and a dedicated dipping pool. Adjacent to the Grand Pool is FB Slim's, a bespoke poolside bar specializing in frozen cocktails made fresh daily with the resort's house-made juices and syrups. The VIP Legacy Pool is home to the resort's largest cabana offerings, while Le Mer is a Serenity Pool. Next to Le Mer sits Bluetopia, a lush area that draws inspiration from the Gardens of Versailles and features vintage lawn games. La Côte is Oasis Pool Deck's upscale poolside dining experience designed by Jeffrey Beers International, drawing inspiration from the Côte d'Azur. Le Côte serves French Mediterranean fare, serves French Mediterranean fare and an expansive rosé wine and cocktail program. A second dining concept for Oasis Pool Deck will be unveiled in the summer. And that's going to do it for the news. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
Wow. And but goodness, do they use like a lot of like fancy words here? You've got Grand Pool and Oasis Pool and Blue Isle, the Blue Isle. You also have a bespoke. It's not just a poolside bar. It's a bespoke poolside bar. And then there's Bluetopia. Or is it Bluetopia? Okay. Wow. And then there is La Côte for the Côte d'Azur dining. And there was one other thing that caught... Oh, yes. And the lush area that draws inspiration from the Gardens of Versailles that features vintage lawn games. Wow. There's a lot going on in this press release. It sounds amazing. But,
oh, you should have seen all the PR I had to cut out of that press release because it was just ongoing and ongoing. So many adjectives and similes. Anyway, but I'm now learning how many things I mispronounced. So apparently it's Le Côte and Versailles, not Le Côte and Versailles.
La Côte. Yeah, there used to be a restaurant in New York called La Côte Basque. I think we need to get our favorite French person on YouTube to basically tell us that, you know, pronounce Versailles and all that. You know, he's always really good at that kind of stuff. You know, that's we need to get him on, right?
Yeah, we should definitely have an episode with him.
I think we need, how to pronounce Versailles. Wait, I think I have one here. Dun, dun, dun. I got one here. Okay. I think this one will work.
This is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube. Yes, French pronunciation videos. And we are looking at how to pronounce the name of this famous city right outside of Paris that hosts the famous Chateau de Versailles, home of King Louis XIV, King of France, just before the French Revolution. We are looking at how to pronounce Versailles with the typical French pronunciation. Versailles. The S at the end of Versailles is definitely silent, so do not pronounce it. Oops. Versailles. But it'd be fine to say Versailles if you cannot pronounce the French R. Otherwise, in French, Versailles.
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 Versailles. Okay, well,
he's very good, you know. I mean, he's great, you know, so that's
I like how it's pronounced Versailles. It kind of makes me think that if it was a drive-by shooting, like, it's West Side, but it's like Versailles.
But it is an interesting, you know, it is an interesting thing with marketing when you have so many words that have French pronunciations. I mean, I guess there are words that we know all the time, like hors d'oeuvres, right? Because if you look at the way it's spelled, it's like hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
You know, so you know it's hors d'oeuvres and you know escargot and things, you know, things that you're used to doing, but you might not run into Versailles or Côte d'Azur, you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it is really, it's tough when you name things that way. And maybe the marketing people sort of forget that, you know, and that's a here like Côte they called their whole La Côte Oasis Pool Bar. That's based on inspiration from Côte d'Azur, which I think is how you pronounce it. But here we can try that one, too, as an example.
Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce with the typical French pronunciation this alternative name to the French Riviera on the Mediterranean coast of southeastern France. It includes famously glamorous beach resorts such as Saint-Tropez and Cannes and the independent microstate of Monaco. We are looking at how to pronounce Côte d'Azur. Côte d'Azur is how it would be said in French, but it'd be fine in English or American.
It sounded difficult for him to say it.
Côte d'Azur, or in French, Côte d'Azur.
I'm just proud that my pronunciations are pretty okay.
Yes, they are pretty okay, as the French would say.
Pretty okay, as the French would say. Anyway, that's a, you know, if it brings for people. So that is Julien Miguel on YouTube. He has a million subscribers. It's J-U-L-I-E-N, and then it's M-I-Q-U-E-L. You can find him on YouTube, and he does all kinds of pronunciations of French words. So that's something good to know. You see, you learn something new here. You know, nobody else takes that angle, right?
Yes. No, there's no other podcast that says, no other loyalty points or Vegas-y podcast that says, you're going to learn something today, like how to pronounce
you're gonna
things
learn.
In French.
But this is tough. I mean, these are tough press releases with so many French words. Anyway, sort of interesting. Pool sounds amazing, absolutely amazing. Sounds like the most interesting, unique, bespoke, elevated pool area in Las Vegas. We'll see if it turns out to be true.
All right. That being said, it is time.
We will send Movestro in his Speedo to do a full report. Coming soon, Movestro in his Speedo at the Fontainebleau Pools.
I do not do speed, and I don't do Speedos. It is time for the tease.
Okay, today is really super simple, and I think it's something that I bring up quite often, and you can't bring it up often enough. You know how certain advice you just can't bring up often enough? I could probably think of a couple of other things like that, but like, don't forget to put your pants on in the morning, that kind of thing. But The only gambling advice you need, which is a little bit exaggerated, but this topic comes up often for me. And actually, I was discussing it with a friend last night. And when you talk about gambling, the vast majority of recreational gambling has a lot to do with luck. Sure, you might seize an individual opportunity or, you know, basically get lucky, but a lot of it has to do with luck. Okay, there is some skill-based gaming. Definitely poker is skill-based. But for most people who are gambling, they just have to hope the luck is on their side, especially people who are slot players. So when I hear a player say, "This casino sucks. I lost $5,000 today," and then you ask them to explain what went wrong, and they say something like, "Well, things were great. I started out by winning $10,000, but then I continued to gamble and wound up losing, you know, being negative $5,000 and leaving a loser." And I guess the main point is, when luck in games treat you well and you are a winner, you cannot give it back. You might give some back. You might have to leave a winner, end your day as a winner when you've had a significant winning session. You just have to do that. You cannot give all of the money back. Of course, significant means different things to different people, but if your bankroll is $500 and you're up $1,000, that's quite significant. And the main point is that you don't want to give all the money back that you won, because you got lucky, you worked hard to win that money, and you need to leave with that money, or at least end that gambling day on a positive note. So in that example above, it's not the casino that sucks, but it's actually the player that sucks. We all have horrible gambling days, going in and trying your best and losing. That's one thing. That happens to everyone. That's gambling. But when you win or are winning, and then you give your winnings back, plus more, that's totally on you. Don't do it. If you do it, don't do it again. Learn from your mistakes. Everyone who gambles has one goal, and that goal is to win money. You have to go into the situation with the attitude that you are going to win. When you win, you must protect the win. And as I often like to say, live to gamble another day.
Nicely put. Yeah, that's a thing. You got to, I believe it was in the words of, was it Kenny Rogers? Got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, know when to walk away. Yeah, some people don't know when to walk away.
It's just so depressing to me. You know, I don't know if it's depressing to you, but when someone says to me, like, I just was not lucky today. Everything I did, you know, I tried these 20 slot machines. I played table games. Everything I touched, I pretty much so lost. I wound up losing money for today. And whatever it is, maybe that's $500. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's $5,000. But you just accept that, because that's the way gambling is sometimes. But to me, the most aggravating thing to hear is that somebody was up a significant amount. A really significant amount, and then they leave a loser. Because when you aren't lucky and you just lose, nothing you can do about it. That's the way gambling is. But when you're up a significant amount of money, and then you don't even lose, you don't even leave breaking even, but you leave negative, that's like totally on you. That's like your discipline, and you have to get that under control. At least I think you should, because I think long term, what's the point if you can't leave with the win? You know, even if in the long term you're going to give it back, you know, you need to seize those opportunities. And when you've had a good time at the tables, you need to just cut it off. And that's good. And that's good, you know, and just accept that. Anyway, I don't know what your observations are, but I think a lot of people have trouble with that sometimes. And I don't know why, but it aggravates me.
Well, one of the things I hear people say a lot when they win some money during a session is that, well, now I'm playing with the casino's money instead of my own. And it's like, no, it's your money.
Great point. The minute that money transfers from the casino game to you, the minute that is your fucking money. That is your money. That is not the casino's money. You now have it. It's as if you took that money out of the ATM machine, but it didn't hit your account. It's just there. It's your money. By the way, ATM machine is very redundant because that's like automatic teller machine. Anyway, you took that money out of the ATM, but that's so aggravating to me. And I think people use that as a justification, but it isn't a justification. That is your money. You actually, right now, you have that cold, beautiful cash or voucher, and you can choose to just walk away and go do whatever you want.
And well, that's the thing. While it's still in the machine, still in the slot machine, like I said, they got a decent win. You know, it's still in the machine and they see it as not theirs yet. So what I say is when you get a decent win, cash out immediately. If you want to put in another $5 after that, sure. 10, 20 bucks, sure. But cash out immediately with that winning voucher and put that to the side and then, like, you know, cash it out on the way out or something. But yeah, as long as it stays in the machine, there's always that temptation of, well, if I leave it what I came in with, it'll be okay. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's totally crazy.
And then let's devil's advocate that. We're going to have someone say, but Michael, it's a tier credit multiplier day, or I had to reach this many tier credits to get the bonus for the day. And my answer to that is sometimes, you know, my answer to that's really, really simple. If you've had a really good significant win, that's fine. You need to lock up a certain amount of that money and say the rest of this money I'm going to use, you know, to try to reach the goal for the tier point bonus or whatever. But if I don't, I just have to accept that the win is more important than getting the tier point bonus. You can't use that as an excuse. You can't use it as an excuse where, wow, I won $10,000. Oh, I gave it all back because I was trying to reach the tier point bonus or the multiplier or whatever. No, you can't. It's not a valid excuse. It's just not a valid excuse. So you can't, that doesn't work. And like I said, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to walk with all the money. You can walk with a lot of the money, but whatever you do, you better not be walking negative after you've had a significant win, because that's like uber depressing. And you know what, when you wake up the next day, you're going to be depressed about it. So not good.
Indeed. And before we get going, do you have any closing remarks? What's on your mind?
Not too much is on my mind today. Just been a busy day, but that was all that's on my that's all that's on my mind for the immediate moment. Keep your money, embrace your win. You're there. You worked so hard to win that money. The whole point of gambling is winning. Just savor it, baby. Savor it.
Live to gamble another day.
I think so. I think that's a good. I think that's a good thing to a good way to live. Don't you?
Agreed. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travelzork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, whether it's Vegas or anywhere in the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travelzork. We'll see you next time.